أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. In the previous ayats we read that Allah commanded the ulama of the Bani Israel, the ulama of the Jews and Christians as well, that they should not cover up the truth with falsehood, and they should not hide the truth. And when they do know actually what the truth is, they should make it clear to the people so people get hidayat. And Allah explained that that was not enough. Their practical life must also come in order to establish namaz, give zakat, and now that they are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for this ummah the special quality to make namaz with jamaat. This was not given to the ummahs of before. This is a very great blessing, and also to make namaz as the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum should make namaz, how they stood in their namaz in their safs, and how they made their namaz. The outward postures be correct, and the inward concentration and devotion also be there. Now further, Allah Ta'ala explains that after having all this, and this is a command direct to the ulama of the Bani Israel, but it applies very greatly and fully to the ulama of this ummah also, and even particularly and generally it applies to everyone. Allah says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ. Kya hukam karte ho logo ko nek kaam ka? What do you command the people to do good and righteous deeds? وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Or bhoolte ho apne aap ko. And you forget yourself. You don't do good deeds. You tell others to do. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Or tum to parte ho kitab. And you are the ones who read the kitab. That is, you have got the knowledge of deen. When you know what is right, what is wrong, and you tell others what is right and wrong, and you don't practice yourself, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Phir kyun nahi sochte ho? Then why don't you use your brains? Why don't you think that you are telling others to do, and you don't do yourself? There are quite a few things attached with this ayat also. One is it has come in the Hadith Sharif that a alim who does not make amal, he's got ilm and he tells others, he teaches others, he makes bayans, but he doesn't make amal himself. It's like the example of a lamp, that a wick is burning in the lamp. That wick, when it is burning, it is giving light to the people around. They are getting light, but the wick itself is burning itself out. That is, it's burning in the fire of Jahannam, giving light to other people, sending them to Jannah. And that person himself, by not making amal, is burning himself out. And it, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that this ayat was revealed directly with regard to the ulama of the Bani Israel, that when their family members used to accept Islam, they should tell them on the quiet, yes, it's very good what you are doing. Islam is the true religion. Follow this religion, practice upon it. But they themselves did not accept. And they kept away and did not accept Islam. So whether it is that or whether it is all the other matters of deen, that what we tell others, we should do ourselves also. Allah reward the ulama with a great understanding of the Quran Sharif, this ayat and all the other ayats. Outwardly it appears, and many of us take this, that if you are not making amal, then don't tell anyone else also. Then don't tell anyone else. But ulama made it clear, this ayat does not mean that. That if you are not practicing, then don't tell others. No, it means tell others and practice yourself also. Ulama explained there are two things. One is to practice oneself. That is also a farz upon everyone. And especially upon the ulama, it is the farz to inform other people, to propagate the deen, to teach the deen in whichever way, to promote the deen and bring it to other people. There are two farz. So if you are leaving out one, it doesn't mean you leave out the other one also. If you are not practicing, it doesn't mean you mustn't preach also. You must do both. If you are not doing both, then at least do one. You will get reward. And our great Buzurgs explain also, in fact, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, whenever I make bayan on the weaknesses which are in me. And by speaking about it, that practice will come up in oneself also. Also, our great Buzurgs have got their depth of marifat and understanding. They say even if a person is not practicing, and we keep on telling others they practice, on Qiyamah's day, it is greatly hoped they will say, through you we got salvation. And they will plead to Allah, give him also salvation. And they will take us there then to Jannah. So a person must keep on preaching the truth also, practicing also he must do. The actual ayat is that that you practice also and tell others also. But if you are not practicing, doesn't mean you mustn't tell others. Like for example, a father is a smoker. Now if he doesn't tell his children don't smoke, he's doing a double wrong. He's smoking, which is wrong. And he's not telling his children, and he's not stopping them from the harm. He must tell them, and it is hoped. It is very possible the children will tell him, but you smoking. And then it will be a source of hidayat to him. That when they telling me, let me understand, and then he will stop smoking also. And also it is a thing. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Pananpuri Rahmatullah Ali explains that one person who was not a namazi, Jamaat brothers have got great wisdom with them, so they told him that all you do, and he made all his excuses why he can't make namaz. They said, no problem. Namaz time, you just go to 5-10 shops around your shop and tell all to go and make namaz. And it so happened that all those people were namazis. So every day he should go and tell them, and then they to pass his shop in order to go to the masjid. So they all should tell him that you told us to go for namaz, we are going. It was just a few days, then he could not take it and he went himself also. So by telling others, we get the tawfiq of amal. And it is also that a person when he speaks of something for very, very long, then the amal comes in him. We have to keep on speaking about those things, concentration in namaz, be regular with namaz, though we are weak ourselves, but by keep on speaking, it will come into us also. So this ayat is a very great eye-opener for us also, and the actual effect of good words will be when we practice also. Without we mustn't carry on the whole life, we're just telling others and we're not practicing. When we practicing, those words will have great effect and it will change people's lives. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand Quran Sharif properly, to practice upon Quran Sharif properly, and may Allah in His mercy and kindness accept from us all.